All right. As far as the injuries go, Sharkhander West had a stinger, came in and out for a little bit, and then Conley. Macklin did as much as he could do before it tightened up on him, and then Justin never quite got all the way over the hump there, so he didn't play much. Listen, my hat's off to the New England Patriots. What a great job they've done this year, and Bill does a phenomenal job here. Gives us a great example of where we need to be. So this is a good experience for us. That's the way we'll take it. We'll learn from our mistakes and how you go about your business if you want to continue to play in the postseason. But I'm proud of my guys, man. They battled like crazy this year and came up a little short. So we'll be a better team for it next year. Time's yours.
Andy, you guys weren't able to do a lot of the things that got you this far today. Was it just the quality of the opponent that those guys were doing, or was it more to it?
Yeah, well, listen, I thought they did a good job. You're playing the reigning Super Bowl champs. They got healthy and had everybody out there. And you get to this level, that's the way you need to roll. So I think they did a nice job, offensively, defensively, and special teams.
Andy, as you look back, your inability to keep them pinned down to two on that 98-yard drive, obviously it's pivotal in the game, but what do you think enabled them to get out?
Yeah, there were a couple things. Well, we didn't cover on the deep one, but you have to take advantage of those situations when you're backed up like that. Tom was doing a nice job today throwing the football. Likewise on the offensive side, you can't have turnovers, right? You can't do that. So when you're moving the football, but again, these are things that we can learn from. I'm telling you, it's a great opportunity to learn from this if you're willing to keep your eyes and ears open.
This appears to be a different offense, the Patriots, without Edelman. Why is it such a tough matchup? I think 10 catches over 100 yards again, a big game.
Well, they get Danny, Gronk, and you get three guys in there that are good players, there's certain combinations they can do with that, and they do a nice job with it. So. The last couple of games, they had run the ball quite a little bit, and then this one here, they came out and threw almost every down the first half. I'm not sure they ran it but one or two times.
Andy, can you explain your clock management toward the end?
Yeah, well, towards the end or in the first part of it.
Right before toward the end of the fourth quarter.
So we went hurry up offense. You do that normally when you're down by two scores. Time was of the essence. We got down to the 1 yard line and we ended up going backwards, but ended up punching it in there too. So I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about, but I thought that was
before the 2 minute warning there when you're getting close to the goal line there.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to get a playoff right there. We had 20 seconds. It was 2:20 on the clock. Wanted to make sure we got our best personnel in for that play, and we didn't get that done. Well, I thought it all the way to the end. I mean, Tom had an opportunity right there to pick one with 50 some odd seconds on the clock. So I never felt we were out of it. That's not how I felt in this game. That's why I look forward to the next opportunity that we have like this. So, but that, I'll have to wait. We'll see. We'll just see how things roll here in the next couple of days.